going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here as always.
All right, it's good to see you, and you've got the right golf shirt on today. The Kansas City Royals, how about that?
Well, so, we have hope.
Yeah, we need to start swinging the bats a little bit better, and then I think we'll be okay. So.
Yeah, I think the Royals are kind of indicative of the markets right now.
Oh, a little up and down. Ooh, that's a good setup.
We're more down than up at the moment.
Well, okay. Yeah. So, but there's always
hope.
It
is early.
Yeah. It is early. So if you have questions for Bruce and the excellent team at Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, it's 913-308-0277 or otherwise nationwide toll free 888-241-2361. You can always go online. Excellent website, rallywb.com. And so, Bruce, you kind of set us up today. It has been a wild ride, to say the least, in the markets here lately. So maybe you heard that a time or two, possibly.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's a great roller coaster ride. There's actually been some record, trade days going on there the last couple of weeks.
So yeah,
it's
been
pretty crazy.
So let's talk about the hottest topic in the land right now. What is causing all of this market volatility?
So contrary to popular belief, it's not exclusive to tariffs, but tariffs are the big item.
They're
right?
The big driver right
but
now.
It's a big laundry list. So you have the tariff conversations of the Magnificent Seven stocks. We'll get into that a little bit. Tax policies and what Congress is going to do with taxation, regulatory, and some energy policy items there as well. What the Federal Reserve is doing or not doing. And then you've got global central banks making some adjustments to their monetary policies. Inflation is always the backdrop of everything. And government spending, of course, is part of this overall picture, a mosaic of challenges we're fighting with. But it's a little touch of Cuba and a little bit of touch of immigrant policy that kind of filters into this to some degree or another, but tariffs are certainly the big animal.
Yep. So tariffs would be the main driver, but so that's really good to know though, because so it's not just that. I mean, that's a big part of it, but we have a lot of other things that are impacting this. So tariffs. So let's talk about that. And what about tariffs?
Well, a lot of the bigger concern about tariffs is where we're at with China. And I'd like to remind folks that, we've been in a tariff war with China for a long time. And believe it or not, they started it with their theft of, our intellectual properties, their manipulation of monetary policies. They're even flooding our our borders with, you know, illicit drugs that we're trying to get them to stop. But
yep.
they could stop COVID in their country, but they couldn't stop this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Kind of interesting. But,
yep.
You know, but a lot of the problem with the tariffs is, you know, as a country, USA, we've got, you know, high debt. And I want to touch on that a little bit deeper in a minute. But and then, you know, the trades need to be levelized. So a lot of the countries over the last several decades have started adding on challenges for us to get our products into their countries, whether it be putting tariffs against our products or just not letting them there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so President Trump, he did this in his first administration. President Biden maintained the tariffs that President Trump had put in place back in 16, 17, 2018, so on and so forth.
Yep.
But at some point, you've got to try and levelize the playing field. And it's just gotten out of control and worse and worse and worse. And so President Trump wants to get this stopped so we can get it more openness for our companies and our employees to be better protected and not just be, you know, in a no-win situation around the world. In a lot of countries, that's the way it is.
Yep. And, you know, and it's amazing. You kind of expect that from China, but you don't expect that from some of our allies, some of our friends. And then just to hear all of these numbers, these, you know, billions and sometimes hundreds of billions of dollars of a trade deficit, it is not fair. That is destroying jobs and plants in the United States and all of those things. So I know there's a little bit of pain up front that we're seeing right now, but I'm glad that our president is standing up and trying to level that playing field, because I think in the long term, in the long run, in the bigger picture, we're going to be so much better off. So what about the U.S. dollar decline and what effect does that have?
So that is kind of it's one of the symptoms that kind of causes the medicine of the tariffs needing to be brought to play. So we've got so much debt right now. We're only at the second highest level of debt as a country of all time. Mm. We're at 122% debt and only second to World War II. Well, good grief, World War II is understandable. We're fighting a global, terrible situation all around the whole world. And this debt's been brought on by, or the dollar decline's been brought on by bad debt. We had good debt to get through COVID the best we could, but then there was a lot of bad debt that was, piled onto it.
Yep.
We're still feeling some of the effects of bad debt we did back during 08, 09, back in those days as well. But this high debt, what it really does for us is it hurts our credit quality. And when our U.S. dollar credit quality is not as strong as it should be, we're having a significant problem selling our bonds or treasuries around the world as easily as we used to.
Because our credit isn't maybe as good as it once was.
Exactly. Our debt's high, so our credit's not as good. A lot of countries aren't, or big investment institutions aren't as apt to buy our treasuries. And so part of that is the fact, if you get these tariffs in place, that helps generate some income for us also. It's all interconnected. I mean, it's a big mess. Economics are always a big mess.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as the news headlines want to make you believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But the credit quality, it is a huge concern. So, it's just like a mortgage on your home. If you're paying a higher interest rate, you can't buy as much of a home. Or your payments are higher and you can't spend as much money anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get the tariffs in place, the way that they're hoping to get it done is if you lower the tariff for what the U.S. products are, and if you can lower the other countries around the world the same way, and everybody get kind of down to a normal, not too much of a tariff, more of an equal playground for everybody, you actually generate global economic stimulus because nobody is paying too much, whereas right now we're paying a lot,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so on and so forth. So it makes a big difference all the way around the block.
And so the credit quality really is important, and it may not seem that like that big of a deal at the surface level, but it really does have an impact once you go under, maybe that surface level or surface layer, if you will.
Right. And so what's going on is we're having to offer more yield or more interest on our bonds for people to buy them. And, that just kicks the debt problem down the road that much further, because when you have this much extra debt out there, the service on that debt just helps continue the financial problems of the United States. So you've got to have good quality bond, high dollar value, be able to sell our bonds to lower interest rates and things like that. So it's pretty important to get this stuff squared away and get it done. And I would like to invite our listeners to not get too news shocked, headline shocked, because the news job is to scare you.
Yep.
If it's all puppy dogs, rainbows, and sunshine, nobody's going to listen to their news.
Yep, yep. I wish they would do sprinkle some of that in, though. But yeah, so if you are one of our listeners, and if you have been listening to too much of the news, and you're like, oh my gosh, we need to sell before this market goes any lower. Bruce, what would you say to that person? Because there are people out there taking huge losses because they think they're going to lose it all.
Well, and it goes, if you went back and studied the markets the last 100 years, just missing out on one or two of the best days of the market year, your overall performance in the markets is dramatically down and maybe even negative. So you can't afford to not be in the markets.
Yeah,
it's always volatile. It's a different news headline that is causing different seasons and different situations. And right now it's mainly the tariffs. But you really, you know, and plus the fact that if you had a crystal ball and knew that this was going to be a problem, you could have gotten out of the market.
Sure.
But once it starts going down, you really can't get out of it, because first of all, you don't know as soon as you get out of it, now it's going to turn around on you probably.
Yep, and then you're gonna wish you hadn't have done that.
Yeah, exactly. And we insulate our folks, and we actually kind of did some rebalancing and protected to a certain degree on this situation. But, you know, having a lot of higher yield in your bonds and your stock investments and not be as frothy on these overvalued growth stocks is a big help right now. But, you know, if you're already in that situation, it's hard to, you know, to change them in midstream. But you do want to evaluate the quality of what you own. Because if the quality's not there, you may not rebound like you should be. I always say it's kind of like if you're on the road with snow and you get stuck in the ditch, you know, the pickup that got you stuck may not be what you need. May need a tow truck to get you out.
That's right. That's right. If you have questions, reach out to Bruce Glenn, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277, toll free 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial market doesn't always come back. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial market doesn't always come back. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
Well, although it's not a guarantee, but last 100 years of history in the markets, the market has come back 100% of the time and made new highs after these drops.
That's a pretty good bet. 1,000 on that one. Yeah, and like you said, there's no guarantee, but
right.
if you look at history, it comes back every time.
Right. It just depends on how what your time horizon is. You know, yeah. If you need to take money out when the market's down, then it's a bad situation. You want to try and avoid taking money out during a drop and make sure you've got some money kind of set aside in some stable areas if you have some short-term items you need to be spending big chunks of money on, things like that. But yeah, the market is undefeated and very important. And on this current market, we've talked about tariffs quite a bit. My belief, and we covered this on a webcast last week, and it put out a really good white paper on this as well. But when you get a few of the major key trading countries in, you know, to get a deal done, get in line with the deal, India, South Korea, Japan,
yep,
Canada, you know, a few of these countries
they're
like
all,
that.
They're all key. Lined up and discussing right now.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And as soon as you get the key ones done, the rest of the dominoes are going to fall.
Yeah.
And when the market has some clarity that there's a deal working and it's going to get done, you're going to see the market rebound in a hurry. I mean, right now, just the rumor of somebody saying that, oh, we're going to slow down, you know, the tariffs with China, or we're going to, you know, pause for 90 days or whatever the case might be. It's just words. It's not done yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it makes the market explode. And that's why you can't be out of the market even though it's down and it hurts and it's painful right now. You just got to stay the course.
And you've mentioned several times before that the market does not like uncertainty. So that's why we heard a little bit of a good news. It bounces up. We heard a little bit of a, you know, maybe questionable news. It goes down. So I agree. You get some of the key trading partners in line. And then, and we have some stability. Now it seems more certain, and then the thing's going to go up. So you've mentioned previously the Magnificent Seven, and I don't, in the context of our conversations, I don't think you're talking about the movie.
No, but a great movie. Yul Brynner.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe let our listeners know, again, a little refresher, what is the Magnificent Seven, and then how are they doing?
Right. So these are the seven biggest stocks of the United States companies of the S&P 500. So you're talking about the likes of NVIDIA, Amazon, Tesla, Apple, Microsoft, these type companies. That, and we noticed about a year ago, and we took steps to correct this in our portfolios, but we noticed about a year ago how there was beginning to be this real follow the leader where, you know, some of these companies, the Magnificent Seven companies, were making new highs. And now the market's piling on. And they became so overweighted. Those top seven stocks account for around 30% of the 500 biggest companies in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So seven of them have 30%. 493 of them only have 70%.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
And we've seen this story before, and yep. It never ends very good.
Right.
Because the valuations just have gotten so hot and so frothy that that's part of what we're seeing in this market pullback, because they were a little bit over their skis. And so when there's a market sphere, they come back further, and there's such a big weight on the market that they pull down a lot of everybody else with them.
Yep.
And when they rebound, they pull everybody back, like Tuesday this week, for example.
Yep.
It was a big hot day in the market. Well, the technology, the big seven, they kind of led the charge.
Yep.
So they're definitely the first seat in the roller coaster.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way to
better,
put
better
it.
Frame, better coin that one. That's a new one.
We need to trademark that one.
So. Right.
And so, Bruce, what about some of these upcoming votes on tax cut extensions and maybe some new tax cuts and that sort of thing? That's another super hot topic for sure.
Exactly. And so the whole challenge there is President Trump put tax cuts in place in his first administration, and they're due to sunset if we don't get them extended. And he has some other tax initiatives that he's put out there on the campaign trail that he wants to get taken care of, and he's got control of Congress. But not enough votes that if anybody defects from the Republican Party that he's going to get it done.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
He's got a very thin margin, but they do have control. If we don't get tax set up and continued, these tax reforms or tax cuts, I think you will see a recession at that point. I think they'll get it done,
yep.
But that is a big, it's a big monster in the room also besides the tariffs.
Well, because every person's taxes will go up.
Exactly.
If that is not extended or maybe permanently voted into law, I'm not sure exactly how that works. But
and a tariff actually is a tax. It's the same thing. Sell a product, if you don't put any tariffs on it, the product comes to you at a dollar for dollar.
Yep.
You put a tariff on it at 100%, now it's costing you $2 for
$2.
That dollar product.
Yep.
And that's a tax also. And inflation is a tax, really, if you think about it, because the products are higher.
Yeah.
People can't afford it. Well, if you make them pay more taxes, they're really going to be in trouble too. So there's a lot of challenges going on right there.
And I know the tax cuts are wrapped up in the one big beautiful bill, right?
It's huge.
Yeah. And it's beautiful, evidently. So, but no tax on tips and some of those sort of things. I know a lot of people who would dance in the streets if that comes true. So,
well, I'll tell you my personal opinion about tax on tips is you can't really do away with that, because the service industry is so huge in our country.
Yeah,
and the service industry to a great degree is very taxed. And, I think not taxing overtime at an excessive level might make some sense. But you can't just not tax tips. It's too widespread.
Yeah. And maybe you could reduce that. Maybe you could make it to where they have more take-home pay. Maybe you could do something. Maybe there's a compromise in there. I think that's why part of the back and forth that is going to maybe ultimately get this thing passed. So we'll see how that works. So what about regulatory policy regarding energy? That's another. All of these things are huge. And like you said, that affects the market. All these things will have an effect on the market. But our regulatory policy regarding energy.
So I get pretty passionate about this. So Mr. Producer, if I go too crazy, you can just stand over and throw some water on me. But so if you think about this, our refineries in our country, our nuclear, our coal-burning plants, all these things are way out of date. They're not efficient. Mm-hmm. We're always screaming about wanting clean new energy. Well, part of that is being efficient with your current infrastructure. The problem is, and what it leads to is it leads to higher energy costs, which leads to what? Higher inflation.
Yep.
And it's this revolving circle of problems. You've got to get energy down and in control and more stable. And it's better today than it has been, but it's still not as good as it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Right. Because we shut off pipelines and we did things that slowed it down.
Yep.
So the problem is when you want big companies and big investors to put money in to build new refineries or coal burning efficient plants or nuclear or whatever you want to do, first of all, you got a ton of regulations you got to go through. And it could take years and decades to get things done. The other thing is people aren't going to put a bunch of money into building new plants if they think the next election cycle, if the current party loses, they're going to get shuttered again.
Right.
And so you've got to get this figured out.
Absolutely. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. If you are one of these people, one of the listeners, and you're like, you're super concerned about your portfolio, the stock drops, all that sort of thing, okay, and the valuation, et cetera, reach out to Bruce. He's going to give you a second opinion, maybe a new look on your portfolio in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Nationally toll-free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today, and thanks for all the excellent information.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure.
We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right. So, again, I just wanted to thank my friend Bruce Glenn for being here today. There are probably at least hundreds of thousands of people throughout our country who are super freaked out about the market, and rightly so. I mean, everyone is nervous, and one day the market is down, it's like 3 or 4%, and then the sky is falling, and then the next day, like Bruce said, the market does not like uncertainty, and the next day, there's a rumor that, oh, we might get something worked out with China or whatever, and then the market goes crazy, and it makes all that up, and it's a little bit higher. It is insane what is happening right now. So the best thing you could do is be affiliated or associated with a quality financial advisor and money manager who can just assure you that everything's going to be okay. Maybe revise your portfolio a little bit, like he said, too, you know, with a little more stability in mind. If you're thinking about selling and everything has gone down, unless you absolutely had to, that's probably a really bad idea because you're going to lock in a bunch of losses. And like Bruce said, It goes back up every time. And so you're going to miss out on some of those gains. So if you have questions, if you're like, you know what, Bruce is a really smart guy, and maybe I need to reach out to Bruce and maybe I need to have him take a look at what we're doing and get a second opinion on that. They have financial modeling software that is not available in too many places. I'll tell you, that's super high level stuff, and they'll give you a free complimentary review and second opinion. I would take advantage of that with Bruce Glenn, again with Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. If you're outside of that area, they have clients all around the entire country. 888-241-2361. You could also visit online and request that through the website rallywb.com. Spoiler alert. I guess we'll just say a spoiler alert. So next week, I'll be discussing home care and how to, and maybe more specifically, how to find a quality home care provider. So you don't want to miss next week. Be sure to tune in or check out the podcast if you can't listen live. So I'm going to be giving away free of charge my home care provider screening tool. This will help you ask the same set of really applicable, super important questions to maybe your top two or three home care providers, and then that'll help you choose the one that you're most comfortable with and the one that you feel is the best fit. So with your circle of family and friend caregivers, along with the addition of home care services, many people can successfully remain independent at home. And that's what we all want to do, right? If we can stay home and we can do that successfully, safely, affordably, you can remain independent at home for who knows how long. I mean, maybe years and years to come. But What happens if staying at home is no longer an option? What are you going to do? All right. And I want to address that now. That is the most frequently asked question that I have answered in senior care consulting since 2002. So for a darn long time. Steve, you know, we're not sure that staying at home is going to make sense for too much longer. We've been able to do that successfully for a very long time. So when do you move? When should we think about moving from our home to a senior care community? We don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. Is there a sweet spot? Just help us answer that question. So, and you know, I would say that sometimes the answer is pretty obvious, right? But I would also say that way more often than not, it's a little bit gray. You're not quite sure. So I like to say that the following things should at least trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So I think the top issue would be a safety-related concern, when it is no longer safe to live at home. And a lot of these are related to an individual living at home with various levels of dementia. Okay, so that's a major issue, and by the way, it is unbelievably common. A few examples of safety concerns: leaving the stovetop burners on. This is just so common, and it's also, guess what? It's so simple to fix. Turn the gas off, or if it's electric, flip the breaker, or just unplug it if it's plugged in. Now, My stove and oven, it's hardwired, which I kind of hate that. So I'd have to flip my breaker. but you could disable it super easy. I worked with a couple of daughters. This has been many years ago. They lived up north Kansas City. And their mom lived just down the street. I mean, you know, a block or two. Very close. But not with them, but she had her own house. They had cameras everywhere. And so one day, they were watching mom just to make sure she was using the stove properly. She had dementia, and she was pretty far into that decline. And that's why they called me, because it was time to look for senior care community. And they watched their mom. She loved Hormel chili, right? So her mom does the can opener, and they looked over. They have cameras in the kitchen, right? They looked over. And one of the stovetop burners, it's literally glowing red hot. They watch their mom take the open can of chili, walk over, and dump it out onto the glowing red hot stovetop burner. No pan. She forgot the pan. She had dementia. Okay, God bless her. She just made a mistake. And the daughters are like, oh! My gosh, you know, and they go flying over there and they turned it off. That day they flipped the breaker and disabled that, because, you know, what if there was a pan there and it all burnt up and then eventually, you know, caused a fire? Or what if she left it on glowing red hot and like a towel or a piece of paper or something got near that? And we have a major fire, a legitimate fire concern there. Another safety-related issue, someone wandering away, they can't find their way back home. You could either walk away. I'm just going to walk around the block like I have done for how many years? Then you walk around the block, and again, God bless you, you have dementia, and you're looking around, and you're like, oh, this doesn't look very familiar. Ooh, shoot, how do I get back home? And they get lost, and they end up wandering away, you know, and they're found a mile or two or five away. And or worse yet, I think, is they drive away and they end up in, you know, two states away. And that's why we see so many silver alerts these days. Every time I see a silver alert, I just automatically share it on my social media, because that goes out to 4,000 or 5,000 people. And it's just, you never know who may see that person driving in that particular car and report it to the police and hopefully get them home safe. Most of these stories have a happy ending, but unfortunately, there are quite a few that do not have a happy ending. So it's a big deal. Major safety concern. Your loved one may wander away and they may not be able to find their way back home. Another one is just maybe lack of ability, malnutrition, dehydration. I've heard so many stories of that. One of my clients, I met him over at his dad's home and we were having a good conversation. And he said, "Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day." And on his little side table over here, he picks up a package of Oreos that was about half gone. And he goes, "Oh, this is my favorite right here, Oreos." And I'm like, "Well, that's a nice snack." And his son said, "No, that is what he eats every day, an entire pack of Oreos." And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." Unsanitary living conditions just due to the inability to clean up the place and clean up after yourself. Injured at home, that's the more obvious issue. You know, falling, injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. One of my clients said, mom has been hospitalized six times in the last, I think they said like 6 to 8 months. Well, we have some major issues here. Not taking your medications on time, maybe not taking them at all. That is less obvious, flies under the radar. It's a huge safety concern. Elder financial abuse and other types of financial abuse. So the number one reason to consider moving from your home to a senior care community when it is no longer safe to live at home. And coming up next, I am going to share the other top four reasons of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And our producer, the phenomenal Darren Wilhite, we were chatting off mic on the break, and he was just talking about, you know, taking the car keys away, and that's a huge deal. When you take the car keys away from someone, it is pretty devastating. And so, you know, my grandpa, he wandered away, but he drove away, right? And they lived in Topeka, Kansas at the time. He ended up driving over to Lawrence. I ended up at midnight having to drive around Lawrence to find my grandpa to get him back to my parents' house in Lawrence so he could spend the night and then he could follow grandma home the next day. So, but it was a real dangerous situation. And we had a happily ever after. I got a happy ending. He was not harmed or injured. He didn't hurt anyone else. He didn't crash into anyone or anything like that. But the next day, my grandma in her mid 80s, in her high heels and her dress, walks out to the backyard. There was kind of an alleyway. That's where he parked his car, his truck back there. Disconnected the battery cable. Grandpa goes out, tries to start the car, and it won't work. He comes in. He says, "Honey, the truck won't start. We need to get it serviced and looked at." And she goes, "Okay, well, why don't I drive us today?" "Okay, sure." Because she knew if she took his keys away, it's gonna be a big fight, right? "No, you're not taking my car keys away." She avoided all of that. This was just genius. The next day, and God love him, my grandpa had dementia. He forgot about all of that stuff. So the next day, he goes out to his truck. It won't start. And he discovered, "Oh, my truck is broken. It needs to be looked at. Honey, the truck won't start. We need to get it serviced." And she goes, "Okay, well, why don't I drive us today?" "Oh, sure, sure." This went on for 2 or 3 weeks. And eventually, he kind of forgot about his truck. He got used to following grandma out to her car, which she parked out in the front of their house. And he kind of forgot about the truck, and she sold it. And that's how she dealt with that. Very, very, very creative. So this is a big deal. But at that point, you know, that's a major, major, major safety issue for sure. So number two, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And I would call this a very close two or maybe even a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you cannot have that go on very long. So the most common example of that is the 80-year-old spouse caring for the 80-year-old spouse. And if you're anything like my grandma was, she was very protective of her role. Well, I'm his wife and I take care of him. And she did a fantastic job, right? But if she wasn't very good at letting other people help her do that because that was her responsibility. And she just, she wanted to do that. But look, we're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So what do we do as caregivers that are giving it all, the heroic caregiver? We place our own needs on the back burner. We skip our doctor's appointments, our dental appointments. We skip social events like the book club and donuts with the guys in the coffee shop. And we stop going to church and we just stop everything. Because we're so focused, we love this person so much, we put them first, we put us second, and all of our stuff second. And guess what? At some point, that's a lot of stress, and you could develop health issues that we didn't catch because you skipped your annual checkup. You know, all of this stuff. And let me just say that stress, and you cannot let that go on very long. If you see that the caregiver is starting to decline, guess what? Now you have two people declining, and that just cannot go on very much longer. There has to be an intervention. You have to step in. And let me say this. I'm not going to get into the gory details. Stress is a powerful force, and I have seen the caregiver that puts their loved one first, and they put all of their stuff second. I've seen them pass away well before the person they're caring for passes away. And now, guess what? You just defeated the purpose. You're not there to watch over that person and to make sure that they're cared for and they're loved and they get everything that they need to get. So don't do that. It's a very, very preventable situation. All right, and that's as much as I'm going to preach on that one today. All right, number three, when to consider moving from home to senior care community, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I am a huge, huge fan of home care. I think home care is a fantastic resource. Just even a little bit of help could help you remain independent in your home for years to come. However, it, like everything else, it's getting kind of expensive. And if your need for home care support increases to the level of 24 hours a day, at that point, it may become cost prohibitive. 24-hour home care pre-COVID used to run about $15,000 to $20,000 a month, which is one heck of a lot of money. Today, it's going to run somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000 a month. Now, most folks can be at home, and they don't need 24-hour care. They need some help on throughout the weekdays, every other day, whatever the situation is. And again, it's a very cost-effective way to stay home, but at some point, that just may not make sense financially. And then last but not least, if you just can't provide enough care, I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager, meaning let's go out together, let's find a great place with professionals who can provide 24-hour care for your loved one, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, etc., and let's let them deal with the stress and the struggles of being a caregiver. And then guess what? You can go back to your original role as the loving wife, loving husband, loving son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, okay? And you don't have to worry about, oh gosh, today's is shower day, and that's always difficult. And the mealtime mess and the incontinence support, all the stuff. You don't have to worry about that because professional caregivers are taking care of that, and you can be their loved one in your original role. And just make sure that you're watching out for them. Make sure they're getting everything that they need to get. And just be their care manager and their care advocate. If that makes sense to you, if you are ready to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, for a free consultation. It's at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And check out our services. We can definitely help you do that. And ask for a free consultation. We'd love to visit with you about that. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.